This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you think of the great philanthropists and revolutionaries of our time, Charles Mulley may not be a name that comes to mind. However, it's being spotlighted in the new documentary called Mulley, which tells how the Kenyan-born native went on from the slums of Africa to become a multimillionaire who then later gave it all away to rescue abandoned children, founding the Mulley Children's Family, which has gone on to rescue over 25,000 kids. Hollywood actor Scott Hayes, whose credits include Venom, the upcoming Jurassic World Dominion, heard Charles' story and wanted to make it part of his debut as a feature film director.
We had 3 children, 4 children, and the number kept on growing.
And he said, "Welcome, this is your family now. These are all your brothers and sisters.
We are one family. We are one Kenya." When I remember that, I see the impossible becoming possible.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us. How did you get connected to the story of Charles Mulley?
The executive producer, who was my collaborator and the visionary behind the project, was John Bartis. He came across this story through his local community in Atlanta, through a man named Wayne Clark. And John Bartis and Judy Bartis, they felt that this is a story that could change the world. And this is the story that the world needed to hear. So they called me and they said, "Would you like to do a movie in Africa?" And I said, "Sure." And they said, "Well," they sent me the book, Father to the Fatherless. And I read it and I couldn't believe what I read was true. It read like a fable. But so I was so curious to find out whether this was all real and true, because I felt like I was reading the untold story of Mother Teresa or something.
Yeah, he certainly is a man like that, that kind of makes you think of just how important the actions of one person can be. What was it about his story that captivated you?
What captivated me is, I think it touches on, for me, I've been in dark moments in my life when I felt a sense of I wanted hope or inspiration, and Mulley went through a hard time too. And what he did with that pain has echoed across the face of Africa now, and across seas into America, of taking a very harsh condition to be born into, being an orphan, and then becoming a multimillionaire, and then deciding that that wasn't the path he wanted. And what resonated was his faith he had, that he would go out and he made this decision and God would be there to back him up and everything would work out, because a lot of people thought he was crazy what he went off and did.
What is it that you think gave him hope when he saw the worst side of humanity in the times when he was on the streets and people didn't give to him and he was mistreated by his family? When you see those darkest parts of humanity and yet still can step up, what do you think gave him that hope?
I think what gave him that hope is his faith. I think that when he was about to commit suicide at age 15 and he stumbled into that church, that I feel like God spoke to him in that moment. And in the movie, when he says, "Through faith and hard work, anything is possible," that really is what Mulley says, and it's affected me. And I do believe that with the faith that he has and the hard work that he puts in, anything is possible, and these miracles are happening right now.
And for you as well, living in Hollywood, I have to say, looking at your IMDb page, you were probably one of the most regular working actors there is. So congratulations on your career. It truly is astounding. But you're mixing with people who are the, you know, most successful in the world, the highest paid actors, etc. A story like Mulley's, how do you think that connects to people living in the world of Hollywood who are super successful, have, you know, deep pockets as well? How do you think it will resonate with that space of the community?
Well, I can tell you a story. We were shooting Jurassic World this summer, and we're at this we're all together, and we, you know, during this coronavirus, it's trying to make movies in the middle of a pandemic. But we had the best team around us that kept us super safe, and we had to be with each other. We all developed a family environment. And one of the nights I screened Mulley for everybody, and there wasn't a dry eye in my screening. And that was for quote-unquote Hollywood, because it's not really Mulley is the type of story that resonates with anybody, you know, whether you're acting in big films or whether you're working on Wall Street or whether you're an orphan in Kenya or whether you're whatever your profession is, he touches everybody, because everybody can relate to Mully on some level because of the multifaceted elements of his life. Whether you're into the environment, Mully plants 1 million trees a year. Mm. Whether you're into domestic abuse, he's creating women's shelters for women who are getting abused. If you're into tree conservation and water conservation, he's created a new stove, which is changing the way they actually are cooking in Kenya. It's wow. It's miraculous once you look at all he's doing. His impact is tremendous.
And how one guy can do all of that is just astounding. I mean, obviously he's got a lot of family support around him now and everything, but it's still just incredible. And we will touch on Jurassic World in a moment because I'm very excited that you're part of that. But I wanted to ask you, in your career, we've just mentioned it's full of these amazing acting roles. This is the first big documentary role as a director that you took on. Why was this the project to pursue that side of your career with?
I've always gravitated towards projects or telling stories that are bigger than myself, that are bigger than for the sake of entertainment. Being the driving creative force behind projects is different than being an actor. An actor, you're part of helping fulfill my director's vision. When I'm the director, I want to tell stories that, you know, it takes a lot to direct a film. And it's like your baby for many years. And I sacrificed a lot of my acting career to make this film because I knew that this film would have a direct impact on the world. And when I'm actually operating the camera on a lot of those shots when we're in Khabar slum. And you see Charles taking a child who doesn't have future tense in the vocabulary. They just don't know. They don't think in future tense at all. And then he takes them and he rehabilitates them and nourishes them and gives them guidance and health care and food and a family and friends. That supersedes any kind of selfish agendas that I have. That's the story that I want to be. If I'm lucky enough and blessed enough to tell a story like that, I want to tell that story. And Mully checks off every box and more than I could have ever imagined.
How did working with Charles impact your own life, observing the way that he lived?
Well, I didn't believe the book fully, Father to the Fatherless. I said, this can't all be like exactly how it is. Until I got to Kenya and I spent a lot of time with him, just getting to know him and the family and earning their trust and earning their faith in me that I would tell this story. And all of the things that are in that book are true and more. And working with Charles was amazing because the hardest part was there was a point in the film when I wanted him to play himself in some of the flashbacks, which meant he was now an actor.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest things was, he's like, I haven't had anybody else tell me what to do in such a long time. You know, every time we'd have to redo a shot, Charles didn't understand, like, did I screw it up? I'm like, no, we just need to do coverage so I can edit this together. And it was such a magical, fun experience making that film. And I know Charles had a blast too. We called it Mullywood because he built those sets. He did it all.
Totally. I can only imagine his enthusiasm in being part of that. I don't think he would just sit back and wait in a trailer to, you know, arrive on set. But it is a movie that you've been speaking about for a number of years now, since it first premiered at film festivals back in 2015 or thereabouts. When you look back on the entire process, how do you feel about the story in reflection? Has your perspective changed at all?
No, the only thing that's changed for me is the film ends really well. And I don't want to spoil the ending for people, but it has a happy ending. And the work really begins where this film ends, is that all the initiatives that he has running, that's where the story kind of really begins for MCF. Is my perspective has changed, is I wish I have a second documentary that Charles wants me to do, which is the story of how what the movement is doing, rather than his story and his family story. So this is kind of like the first film of like many stories that might come out.
Oh, well, I hope so. And it's being released here in Australia in a time where obviously the world is still in pandemic mode. How do you think it's going to impact people in the context of 2020, 2021? How do you think people will respond?
I think that the world, there's been so much pain. I think there's been so much pain in the world across the globe this year where people are struggling to find purpose. Everybody's being recalibrated to what matters most. A lot of people have either turned away from God or leaned into God in their faith. And Charles is, the reason why I'm excited is we've released it just in America and I think in Canada and maybe a few other places, but Mully has not been available internationally till now. So we are giving the movie away for free to hopefully create a wider audience that can be inspired by this story than the traditional rollout of a film. This is more of spreading hope to people who, you know, everybody's sitting in their homes. We're all locked in, or whatever the situation is for people right now. This is the movie that I think that the world needs.
Yeah, and if you're willing, you've mentioned the faith aspect of this movie a couple of times. What do you think the relevance, the importance is of faith, of God, in this context now particularly?
Well, I firmly believe that God is involved in everything. So this context right now has probably some unforeseen things that are happening that we're just not aware of. And to be honest, like Charles is, there's it's actually in James 1 where it talks about being very faithful in the middle of a storm. And that's what Charles is. He's faithful in all the times. Like if you, in the story, when he ran out of food or he ran out of money, he had faith that it would work out. And he did what he could control, and he gave over what he couldn't control to God. And that is kind of what we're all in, is the world's changing. We can't control it. We're in the middle of a storm, but faith and trust in God is a paramount for, I think, anybody right now. I really do.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.